pretend with me. It's a New Year's event, yandere night at the Maid Cafe. You were going to skip it. Too risky. You don't want to end up on the evening news. But you did not anticipate how much your regular host believes in method acting or on her following you home. What? No, I'm not following you, you idiot. Just my shift's over and I was headed this way for my own reasons. Down this deserted alley. Okay. You know what, though? If you're taking a weird path to see if someone's following you, pro tip, don't stop and confront them on an unlit street where nobody can see you. It's tempting. Oh, don't run. I can run in heels all day. Sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. There. Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you have a good nap? Happy early weekend. I took the liberty of calling you in sick to work. Me too. Means I have you all to myself until next Monday, so you should have plenty of time to adjust to your new reality. Yes, well, you see, I'm a bit of an actress. That's the whole reason I took a job at the Maid Cafe instead of as a regular waitress. That and the outfits are so cute. What kind of actress doesn't want to prepare for her biggest role, hmm? Yandere night at the Maid Cafe. It's kind of a big deal. We only do it once a year. Too many felonies last year. So I was thinking that cute guy is going to be there. He always shows up once a week, same time, always asking for a booth in my section. Interesting. Oh, cutie, don't worry. Of course I think you're cute, duh. I was playing at Desandre. Unlike those slutty dendere bitches, I prefer a challenging role. And what's more challenging than being mean to you when all I want to do is gag on your cock? That's acting, isn't it? That's why I had to ask myself, what would my character do if she turned yandere for you? And I realized I would totally follow you home. I gotta know where you live. Then I can break in and snoop around, maybe sniff in your underwear drawer, burn pictures of your exes, all the good stuff. Build up my character, you know? My yandere debut was going to be so off-putting. I would know all your dirty little secrets, and you would have no idea what's real and what's acting. Isn't that twistedly amazing? You'd be asking yourself, how do I know what kind of toothpaste you use? Ooh. How long have I been obsessed with you? Oh, my. And is that a real knife? Is it sharp? Is that real blood? And then you'd have to ask, how much further am I willing to go? So many questions, so much time. Oh, right. When I was closing the chloroform rag across your sexy mouth, I realized I can't go back. I don't want to go back. I'm going to go full-on yandere housewife. But I am keeping the maid outfit. I mean, I'm not cray-cray. Did you know we have to spend half of our paycheck at that coffee gift shop? I have so much cute underwear at this point. You could cream pie me every day in a different pair of crotchless panties, and I wouldn't have to do any laundry until next month. So tell me, how many kids do you want? I was thinking 11, but that might be a lot. We should start with just 5. Be reasonable, you know. I'm hopped up on so many fertility drugs right now that I can't even see straight. I'll probably have 2 or 3 in that first litter. I know that's harder for your first pregnancy, but then you'll know I mean business. I mean, what better way to say I love you than getting so pregnant I can't even stand? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're handcuffed. For your own good, really. Is the collar itchy? Oh, let me get that for you. Better? Oh, did I forget to mention I collared you? It's a little snug since it's actually meant for larger dogs, but I think it'll still be effective for training you, my little husband. It's an electric collar, 600 volts. Is that a lot? It's right on your carotid artery, so I'm thinking it should be rather effective. This little remote has 12 levels of correction. How about we test it? Let's try level 1, just because I want to see you twitch. Oh, I felt that super tingly in my thighs. Must have been very intense for you. I hate to see your body all clenched up. That must be so uncomfortable when you can hardly move in the first place. Can I make it up to you? Here, let me take off my top. Life is hard. Titty is soft. So put mine in your mouth and I'll get you off. Okay? Poor baby, so scared. Don't be. I'm your sweet, loving housewife now. You're the very last person I'd hurt. Now, start licking my nipple, then I'll make you feel all better. There you go, sweetie. Oh, no point in fighting. Just love you so much. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. Oh, are you getting a stiffy? Oh my gosh, for me? Oh, thank you. That's just what I wanted. So cute. Did my soft words make you hard and needy? Or is it that dog collar making you whimper like a mutt? You like a little grinding on your cock, don't you? So interesting. What a funny coincidence, because I've got this wet pussy for you. Look. See? I'm starting to drip, and I want to share my wetness with you. I'm going to make you feel so good, and I'll start by rubbing it all over your cock. Oh, I mean, I guess it's our cock now, but I think it's the best cock in the world. Oh, I really wanted to shove it inside me while you were resting, but what if I got pregnant that way? Oh, I'm like, oh, you're perfect. 80% sure one little drop of your pre would be enough to knock me up. Gotta be so careful with those fertility drugs. They do make a bitch crazy. I want that nice, romantic fucking to get my belly all nice and round. And that wouldn't be nearly as romantic as looking into your eyes while I spread myself. And lower, onto, a little more, your girth, darling, welcome home, you're home now, sweetie, it's going to be so much better than the maid cafe. Here I can cook your favorites every night. Make you snacks. Clean up your home. Our home. Oh, yes. And we won't have any of those interfering whores from the cafe cook blocking me, will we? Oh, please, please make me pregnant. I want to be your perfect little wife. Oh, I want you to pin my hands. I want you to pound me so hard you scare me. Please, please, please. I need you. If I untie you, will you fuck me in the bed, honey? Will you willingly fuck your wife? Would you breathe me, I've still got the shock collar, after all. I could bring you down to your knees before you get one step out of the basement. Is that what you want, pretty boy? Oh, no. Feels so good sliding your cock in and out. But when I go out, I want it back inside now. Now don't you move. There. I hope your wrists aren't too sore, my love. Now, whatever are we going to do, you and I, I'm feeling so tired from abducting you. Perhaps I'll just lean over the bed. Doesn't my maid skirt make my ass look so nice? I've always loved bending down in front of you, wearing cute panties, pale pink or with a little kawaii bear pattern. But now, look, I'm not wearing any at all. And my pussy just won't close. It's so hungry. It wants your cock. Can you please, please fill me like a cream puff? Please. Don't make me use the collar, my love. That's what I wanted. Your hands on my hips. Do you like my pretty skirt? Or do you just like feeling my hips up? Are my thighs spread enough for you? Oh, yes. Oh, please put it in me. I'm ready. Oh, fuck. So deep. All the way. Put it all the way inside me. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, it's just like I dreamed it would be. Oh. It feels so good inside me. Oh, you make me so turned on. Oh, you're my man. And you're gonna breed me. Make me yours. Spin my hands. Yes. Oh, make me all yours. Clap my cheeks. Yes. Slap your balls on me. Loving this railing. Yes, reaming. This rearranging. Stop me with your cock. Oh, God. Oh, you're making me drool on the bed sheets. You're gonna fuck me senseless, huh? You're gonna fuck me until I can't walk. Try to make your escape. You could try. Destroy my pussy. Destroy it. But I'm never letting you escape. I love you too much to ever let you go. No matter how cock drunk I'm getting your lovely pounding. What? Oh, does laying in your back really increase the odds of conception? It's such an interesting fact. Oh, mating press. I like the sound of that. Oh, you don't miss a beat. Flip me over and fold me in half, but keep pounding me, handsome. I just came a little so rudely forced. I think I love it when you manhandle me. It's so fucking sexy. When your arms are clenched and you grab me by the ankles and hitch them over your shoulders. Oh, you're hitting my pussy so deep. Please. Yes. Oh, call me a good girl again. Oh, please. I want to be your good girl. I want to make you come inside me like a good little wife. Oh, you spread me so hard. Oh, you know just how to treat a rough little slut, don't you? Oh, you're going to break me in half. Huh? Oh, in the best way, yes. Oh, don't you dare stop. Oh, I want you to grope my body. All year you've been sitting in my section. Not once did you pin my wrist to the table. Give my chest a good long squeeze. Not after I was to Sandre. It was enough to drive any girl crazy. Absolutely bonkers. Unfinished basement, shock collar, best dick in the world, crushing my pussy. Don't stop. If being yandere is crazy, then I don't want to be sane. I want to be inseminated. I want you to turn my body into a breeding hole, my thing. I want an empty head and a full, heavy womb. Oh, come on, just fuck me as hard as you want. Come on, empty head, not inside. Come on, inside my warm pussy. Breathe me, make me just, don't think about it. Just breathe me, run in me until you come. Oh, God. boy. What a nice big mess you made for me. Oh, but I think I'll let it soak in. Lay with me. Snuggle up. Oh, yes. Shh, it's okay. This is your new life now. Yes, let your heart come down. You did so good. Don't worry about the how or the why. Just focus on the nice things like making love to me. Love is the most important thing after all. And I'm going to love you so much several times a day because that's what we both deserve and need. And that's how we're going to be, okay? No fighting. We can slowly ease everyone into accepting that we're living a yandere lifestyle now. You'll go where I tell you, when I tell you. And don't talk to any of those fucking skanks at the cafe anymore. It's only fair because I'll be exactly where you want me all the time. Being your cute, loving, submissive homemaker. Already swelling with our first child. Sometimes you can be my husband, oh. And then we can have more and more. Oh, a dream come true. Your arms feel so good around me. They feel like home. I feel safe. Safe when you hold me. I feel anxious all the time. Except when I'm acting. When I'm acting, I can hold it together. But I realized when I was performing as Yandere, I felt like myself, plotting to have you, worried out of my mind what you're doing, who you're with. That's who I am, anxious and afraid, alone. But here, right now, oh, this must be what tranquility feels like. I'm confident in myself, and I don't have to choose between the two. We can have it all. Yes, this is how I know you're the real deal. That's a fail-safe, honey dear. When will you learn? Back in the chair you go. Handcuffs. Get some sleep. Because after I clean up your room, we're gonna try again.